In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the great feast of St. Michael and all angels, a major feast of the Church, a beloved and beautiful feast of the Church, the Anglican feast of the Church, an ancient feast of the Church. Commemoration of the angels goes back as far as the religious eye can see. Because isn't it true that we've always felt that there have been others attending us? To attend is one of the most beautiful phrases in religious language. When we attend a friend in trial or need, or we attend someone perhaps in the last hours of life, what is the compliment that often comes back to us? You're an angel. A sweet compliment. Because it is the vocation of the angels to attend us in all of our ways. It's not anti-scientific. It's not anti-intellectual. It is congruent with human reason. And it is a promise of faith. This church is chock full of images of angels. In the stained glass windows, in the architecture, in the posts. When you come up to communion today, as you kneel, the stained glass windows to the right of the altar are the four pictures of the four archangels. Angels are mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible, only four by name. Uriel, Raphael, and the two famous ones, Michael and Gabriel. We have life-size statues of these four angels behind the organ and the entranceway to the mortuary chapel. There are two stained glass windows of angels flanking the altar, adoring angels given by the altar society at the time. And they're swinging censers with incense billowing. Incense representing prayers ascending and the angels attending those prayers. There's always been a close relationship to the use and belief of incense and the vocation of angels. And how do angels attend us? In several ways. We are told, as we heard today in the epistle, they protect us. Especially exemplified by Michael, the archangel, the great warrior angel protector, who slew the famous dragon in the book of Revelation, is depicted in so much art in doing so. His name means, who is like God? Because his cry to the devil and cry to the demons is, who is like God? They were saying they are like God. He said, no one is like God. And then the angels, a vocation, they attend us in wooing us and bringing us closer to God. We have that beautiful image we'll have next week as well. Jacob's ladder in the Old Testament, connecting heaven to earth, bringing us messages. We have Gabriel, the famous angel that came to Zechariah, the father John the Baptist, to tell him of the future of his son. He came to Joseph and then to Mary, telling Mary that she would be the mother of God, and giving her those 10 words that we commemorate in reverence when we pray the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And then we are told that the angels attend us at the time of death. There's a sweet and precious belief that when we're baptized into death, we come up on the other side, seeing the love of God face to face, we are attended by the angels. In the giving of the last rites, and by the way, last rites can be a long service with the anointing of oil, or it can be simply a prayer or two. In the giving of the last rite, which is always an honor for me as a priest, I always include the prayer of the angels. And to the paradise of God, may the angels lead thee, and at thy coming, may the martyrs receive thee, and bring thee into the holy city, Jerusalem. May all the choirs of angels welcome thee, and with Lazarus once poor, have life everlasting. We printed that on the top of page 2 of the bulletin, because as your pastor, I ask you to memorize that prayer. Every Christian should have the prayer of the angel memorized. Because we will find at times, I'm sure all of us have experienced it, we're standing at a grave, sometimes alone, suffering from foot to foot, not knowing what to say, even though our presence itself is a prayer. But it is good to have, etched on our conscience, memorized, a prayer that has been prayed for the centuries,
for the angels attending us at death. Memorize the Paradisium. And remember that when you visit a grave, or a dear friend perhaps on a deathbed, or perhaps for our own selves as we face our own deaths. No one will be able to take it away from us, and we'll be blessed for the rest of our lives for that prayer memorized. And so, the angels attend us. And in our Lord's life, we are told that they attended him all through his life, before he was born, announcing his mission, his birth, at his birth, in his good days and bad, when he was being tempted in the wilderness, the angels attended to him. They were there at his death and resurrection. As it is for our Lord, so the promise is for you and for me. The angels are with us attending. I can think of no more precious a day, a feast, for the boys and girls and the teens to come back to sing for us than the day of the holy angels. May we regard this day and give thanks for the church who sets apart September 29th simply as a day where we stand back and commemorate and acknowledge the holy angels. The holy angels who keep us in all our ways. Amen.